Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
All right.
Still delay. Yeah, the echo's still there. Well, if you dial in through your phone and the phone connects to the line, you can probably mute the audio, the mic, and the. You can probably mute the mic and the speakers on your computer because it still pick your audio through your phone.
That's right.
That way you can still broadcast with no issues.
Assalamu alaikum. You may be on mute. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I had tuned into the program, and then there seemed to be some technical interrupt. Is that right?
I'm not sure. I tuned in as well. I just got let into the queue. I'm calling on the AM360 side. I don't know, did the program start? I heard Brother Emmanuel Wali before I got on at the end. I didn't hear what he said, though.
I heard all of the introductory programming, and when that was completed, it went silent. So the actual program, I don't have privy to, although my mic is open. Someone pressed the button to open the mic, but I can't get any feedback.
Do you recall what the introduction was? Because I know I had talked to Sister Martha about presenting the Muslim Journal. Was that mentioned?
No. Actually, it was the pre-recorded introduction that opens up the line for broadcasting. Okay, so all of those are PSA-oriented. No live person has, I heard them talking, but they couldn't hear me. So since that time, it's silent. I'm in the same situation as you are. Are you from the Muslim Journal?
Yes.
Okay. What's your name, please?
Imam Mujahideen Muhammad.
Mujahideen.
President of the Board of Directors, yes.
This is Sister Mahasan Abdul-Salam.
Oh, okay. How are you doing?
One of your fans, I would like to say, the New Freedom Exchange. Assalamu alaikum. So happy to hear your voice. Looking forward.
All right, dear listeners, just one moment. We're going to connect with the Council of
Muslim
Americans.
Is this Sister Martha? Is this Sister Martha?
A moment. Working on connecting everyone.
Relevant to our community. Registration is open, and you can go to, I have to find the site in a second, but you can go online and register. If you also need to book hotels for that weekend, what I understand, the rooms are filling up. At least if you need two queens in a room, those are starting to sell out. So please go online. There is a site to the Choice Hotels reservation, and then the group code is EV38G5. That's lowercase g and it's 5. And then some of the featured workshops or planned workshops include protecting our legacy and assets. To think about it, that's some of the kind of conversations we started to have within the state with the land trust templates that we've been developing. One other topic is developing the Imam W.D. Muhammad's Madhab, so School of Knowledge, School of Thought. There's a community development priorities and needs, community development survey review. So these are surveys that's out there right now that you can complete to start giving your input into the needs and concerns. There's a strategic presentations from community institutions, best practices for existing new best practices and exciting new initiatives. Security team leaders meeting, imams, wives, activities, Muslim business, marketplace, leadership networking, and social and cultural opportunities. So if you think about it, the conference next month hit upon the pillars or foundations of what we have designed SME around. So I encourage you, if you haven't done so already, to go ahead and register, spread the word. This is for imams and educators, well, pretty much all leaders across the nation. But since it's happening in our backyard, I would extend the invitation to the same across the state. Again, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to the various conveners across the state, Imam Fatum Hamidullah, because this is actually from our end. It's been sponsored by the Education Committee, as well as Brother Abdul Aziz and Brother Mikhail coming out of Miami. to name a few. So, Sonala, are we good now?
Yes.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Be told and you'll be able to listen to the guest. You are now in the waiting room.
Unmuted.
Okay. How's that?
It's delayed, but sound like you're on the panel. It's a delayed echo, but if you're going to go ahead and have Mujahideen speak, go ahead and just introduce him quickly, and then because there was no echo on his end.
Okay. All right. Everyone listening now, assalamu alaikum.
Martha Nile is here. Do that. Wally, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
That's better? Okay. I want to make sure that Wally and the team hears me as well. All right.
Okay,
very good. All right. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer, openly acknowledging Allah is the one God. Absolutely no partners with Allah, right? I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, and hosting right here on American Muslim 360, the CWSC United Ta'alim. And we're here today. I had mentioned, Wally had mentioned, we spoke about today's presentation and how we're going to connect. And one of the efforts of CWSC is to connect, communicate, and collaborate. Be committed to that by being consistent with that process. And as it would be today, the CWSC United Ta'alim, we know that the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, with our convener, Wally Salahuddin, out of Masjid Al-Ansar in Miami, Florida. I'm here in the central west part of Florida, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area, and there are many listeners on the line now and on Zoom that are from the area of Florida and beyond. And with that, CWSC stresses that we're 50 states strong, plus borders outside of the United States, countries, I should say. And with that, there are several events that happen around the United States, and specifically with those in association with the leadership of Imam Waris Deen Mohammed, Rahimahullah Hulay, mercy of Almighty God be upon him. And because of that, we want to stay aligned, is quote-unquote, calendar of events, with the calendar of events. And our National Leadership Advisory Council Director and Ambassador Director is Imam Abdul Aziz out of Bronx, New York, with Masjid Adam Center for Human Excellence. Through his connection with Mujahideen, Muhammad, and others, the connection with the Muslim Journal, we always want to promote the Muslim Journal. What has happened over the last few years, many years now, with the time to be grateful, Professor Aisha Mustafa and Jonah Giola and others, the team, has brought that forward, and we have all enjoyed it. So, of course, CWSC wants to be aligned with that process and the connection and the reason, the purpose of a time to be grateful. So we have Mujahideen Muhammad with us this morning to bring some information connected to a time to be grateful, in this year, ending this year in December, and it, not only bring the information, because he's wearing many hats, and we've heard from him with the New Freedom, I don't know why I want to think deal. What is it?
Freedom Works.
Yes, Freedom Works. Okay, so without any further lay of the time with that, I want to share everyone with Mujahideen Muhammad. And I do want to ask for your indulgence here one moment, because my husband Abdul Salam had her mic on, her hand up, and I want to see respectfully. Assalamu alaikum, Hassan.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay. You just wanted to make sure you could hear, right?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you now.
Okay. So I'm all ears. Greetings to everyone.
Greetings of peace back to you, dear. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for that confirmation. Yes. She's there in Bronx, New York as well. Okay, so we go to Mujahideen. Assalamu alaikum. Please present, share with us this morning, this afternoon.
Walaikum salam. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share a little bit about the Muslim Journal's 19th annual this year, A Time to Be Grateful. So I begin with the mission of the Time to Be Grateful. The Muslim Journal's A Time to Be Grateful is an annual fundraiser, one of the major fundraisers. It's designed to raise awareness about the Muslim Journal publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors through events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development. And all praise be to Allah, this is the 19th annual, and is hosted by Masjid Al-Haq of North New Jersey, who is under the leadership of Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad, who is actually, he's been selected to be the new board of directors president. As some of you may know, the Muslim Journal has relocated its headquarters to North New Jersey underneath Imam Abdul Karim's leadership from the guidance of Professor Sister Aisha K. Mustafa, who selected him and a board of directors to manage and transition the Muslim Journal to the next generation. I was selected by them as well to be an assistant to the Imam as the vice president of the board of directors. Inshallah, that weekend, we're going to have, hopefully, inshallah, we'll have all of our board members, new board members there, as well as our executive committee. So it'll be open for our community to listen to them. They're going to have a presentation and to greet them and ask any questions. And so you can check out A Time to Be Grateful on muslimjournal.net/ATTBG23. That's muslimjournal.net/ATTBG23. Or you can go to the host site, which is the Masjid Al-Haq. .com. That's MasjidAlHaq.com. And the themes for this year, Muslim Journal, Time to Be Grateful, is words make people, enhancing literacy and culture for future generations. So we're thankful to be a part of not only the Muslim Journal, but also part of this planning committee.
Okay.
Am I too?
It's good. Yes, and everyone who's on press one, if you have any information concerning A Time to Be Grateful, I know the transportation or the traffic there in New Jersey. Please share that.
Yeah, so people coming from all around the country. The conference is actually being held at the East Rutherford. It's the Hilton Meadowlands. So it's really in the middle between Newark Airport. For those who are traveling via plane, you can come into the Newark Airport or JFK or LaGuardia Airport in New York. It's about the same mileage, but it's closer distance from Newark Airport far as time-wise, than New York because of New York's traffic. And that weekend, so everything will be at that hotel. We do have a tour that Thursday. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that a Thursday has been added to A Time to Be Grateful. And so Thursday, we have a plethora of programming. We have the press conference. We have a tribute. Well, before the tribute, we actually have an exhibit highlighting the 90-plus years of our community's history. We have three main contributors that's going to be presenting their exhibits, but we also have other personal exhibits. The daughter and the granddaughter of Anraj Muhammad, the daughter of Imam W. Muhammad, sister Layla Muhammad, she's coming with her personal family's exhibit. She shared with me, she has, I think, the eyeglasses, one of the eyeglasses of Anraj Muhammad, and a few other things that she's going to have on display there. We have the Islamic Museum in Mississippi. We have the museum in D.C., and we have the museum, the Africa Center in Philadelphia. They're coming bringing their exhibits. And then we're going to also have a tour into the city of Newark for those who would like to experience that. And then that evening, we're going to cap it off with actually a dinner highlighting what they call the 300 paper sellers or carriers, those who mainly, but we know there were a few women also, but mainly the men, the 300 men who sold over 300 Muhammad Speaks. There in Newark, we have some special sellers there. Some sold over 500, some sold 1,000. And so we're going to honor them specially on that Thursday, and we're inviting them, or if they're deceased, their family, to come receive a pin or lapel that honors the 300. And then we want to also have the Young Adults is hosting a sneaker ball that evening. And those of you all who like to get dressed up and also chill with the sneakers, you're invited to come and participate that evening.
Is there a special registration? I mean, everything is special registration online, correct?
Correct. So we have an all-access package online. For those who are listening, if you haven't got it, that's probably the best deal to get before November 15th because the price will increase. Right now it's at $290, and that's all-inclusive. The banquet dinner, the workshops, the culture night, the fashion show luncheon, the business breakfast, and the workshop presentations. And so if you haven't gotten your ticket, all-access package, conference package is available. And then there's a la carte. So those of you who may come just on Thursday and Friday, you can just purchase the tickets for those days. If you're coming just Friday and Saturday, you can purchase tickets for those. So we have both options available for those.
So the outside event, and we have one call. We have Mahasan Abdusalam. My other question is, the outside event on Thursday will be more outside?
Well, no, actually, the exhibits in the hotel, the press conference, we're still haven't gotten confirmation we're going to be down at City Hall in Newark.
Okay.
But as of now, as a backup, we're going to all be at the hotel. Only thing that's going to be outside on Thursday is that tour, for those who like to take the bus tour.
And the sneaker?
Sneaker ball. Will be also at the hotel. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go to Mahasan and Wally, if you have any questions or anyone on the end have any questions, please, by all means. Mahasan Abdusalam, Assalamu alaikum again.
Well, I can ask Alan, Sister Martha, thank you so much for giving us this level of detail on this upcoming event. I'm excited. I know that I'm going to try to interject or intercept the November 15th starting point. Before then, we will be able to take advantage of the lower price. I definitely can say just the Thursday events that Brother Mujahid has announced, to me, they're worth the $290, let alone the succeeding Friday, Saturday, and Sunday events. I'm looking very much forward to it. This would be the second year in a row that Allah has enabled me to attend the previous fund development or annual situation of enjoying this ATTBG event was in Washington, D.C., and it was marvelous in terms of the presentations, the events that took place, the exclusive vending area. I was able to do a lot of upgraded spending and getting beautiful outfits and home decorative items, Islamically oriented. I just can't say enough. So, Sister Martha, I want to say how excited I am that there's this reorganization taking place. We welcome you. I'm in New York, but I've already charted my journey to New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, to attend this event. So I'll stop right there, but thank you so much. This is wonderful. I'll keep listening.
Okay, thank you. That's Mahassan Abdussalam, the analyst for CWSC, there in Bronx, New York. All right, Wali, anyone there? Anyone else here on CWSC AM360 line? Please press 1 if you have any questions for Mujahideen Muhammad, representative for Muslim Journal, and a time to be grateful in information today. Wali?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can. So if anyone on the Zoom line have a question, feel free to just raise your hand, and then I'll pick it up, and then we'll go from there. I do have a question, not necessarily about the event, but Brother Mujahideen, and the move from Chicago to Newark, right, that's a signal of some major strategy shifts with the Muslim Journal. Is there anything you can share that can help the audience better understand the direction of the paper?
Yes, alhamdulillah. I can share basically what I've heard Sister Aisha share publicly, and maybe even some things that she's inspired in us personally in relation to the role that Newark has played in our community's history, along with New York, the Northeast Region Corridor, as some of you may know. When Imam Muhammad, throughout his later years and his travels, he would always gauge the audience and ask, you know, who was from the Northeast region to some extent, and he would get a sizable response. And so that Northeast corridor of our community in this country has been very supportive of this mission of us being independent Muslim thinkers in this country. And so in light of, I'll take a step back, in light of the passing of Imam Muhammad, Rahim Allah, and the transition of our community coming from, as you all know, out of the Nation of Islam, which was a centralized organization, to the leadership of Imam Muhammad, who decentralized and made us, evolve us to autonomy. When Imam Muhammad passed, there was this period, a grace period, I would say, and we may still be at it, coming to the end of that grace period, where our community had to reconnect, redefine, and recommit ourselves. And so in that transition, it affected our institutions, locally as well as nationally, and even some international communications that we've had. And so in light of that period, since the passing of Muhammad, outside of the autonomy, Muslim Journal's autonomy, grateful as being a strong supporting arm to sustain the paper, it's been a struggle to keep it together with the different transition of leaders locally, the masjids and the schools and the regular business vendors. And so these last couple years, you know, since COVID, we had an opportunity to relook at ourselves internally and decide the infrastructure, taking care of the infrastructure. Sister Aisha always tells us, she reminds us actually about those lessons in the Nation of Islam, that you're not off your duty until you're properly relieved. And so in that consciousness that she has, that discipline that she has, she carries that forward in her leadership with the Muslim Journal. And so she looked at those who have been supporting the journal throughout the country. I think she identified maybe 3 to 5 major centers in our community that have been strongholding, supporting the Muslim Journal. And among those at the top was Newark. And she gave some numbers in relation to their support when they hosted the Time to Be Grateful, as well as the circulation of the Muslim Journal. And the commitment, I have to say this, the express commitment, the vocal commitment of Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad among the imams. I worked with him as an imam. I was a part of the New Jersey Council and the Northeast conveners for a little while, and he's been very vocal with our conventions as well as our national institutions as well as our paper. And so all of those things, a combination of those things, and him reaching out. The story is said that he also reached out to Sister Aisha when she made an appeal, and they had to decide if the paper is going to sustain, it has to go forward in those that have sincere, strong support. And it was said that she prayed on it, I think back in 2020, 2021, during the Ramadan. And last year, 2022, it was the announcement, and she asked Imam Karim if he would assist in putting together a board, which comprised actually of members throughout the country, so not just in North. We have people from the Imam conveners. We actually have two conveners on Imam Abdul Nurdin, Dr. Abdul Nurdin, and Imam Omar Shakir. They're also on the board. We have business people in our community, Brother Zachariah from Philadelphia, and others. We have educators. We have Dr. Rashid Ali down there in New Medina, Mississippi. He's also a board member. And you all will get to meet them again at a time to be grateful. But that was the initial interest in transitioning the Muslim General Headquarters into North. Right now, the paper is still being produced by the printer out there in Chicago. And we're looking at getting some adjustments in that as well. So I hope I answered your question.
Okay. Well, in light of that, I see Mahasan, you're back. In light of that, a forwarding question, Mujahideen, with the paper as well as a time to be grateful, the drive, the dawah for Muslim Journal. I know we did that in Barbados. It was propped. Did I say propped? It was held as one of the main purposes of our being in Barbados, along with the venture, the partnership venture between Muslim Journal and CWSC AM 360 and Sister Clara Muhammad School National Alumni Association. So all of the board, now my question is, the board, because the individuals, as you mentioned, are around the country, I mean, I didn't hear anyone pass the West Coast, like California, or did you just not mention anybody in California? And then I'll continue my question.
Yeah, we have communication from California. Imam Rashdan Mujahideen out there at Masjid Bilal Islamic Center. And then there's also some other communications we have with different believers out there that we're looking to strengthen the West Coast. We also have
okay.
Imam Hamid from Atlanta. He's on the board. And we have Central, or what they call the Midwest, quite a few people there as well.
Okay. And my reason for asking that is, of course, CWSC's objective, the initiative, I should say, is to, again, connect with all the organizations, individuals and organizations that are already doing work and just have not had the medium to or the process to get known, even in being one of the things that we've done here at our home personally. We've kept a lot of the journal papers, some journal papers. And it's been quite useful. But I know electronically, is there a comparison yet as to which is working better, or are through the dawah effort, is it regaining traction with the physical paper?
Yeah, I won't necessarily speak too much to the technical or the data that is being comprised in relation to that, but I will say we do have both available. We have the actual paper and we have the digital copy. There's also an effort that we're working on developing an app and some other things, a social media network, some other things in the digital realm that we want to invest in as well. And so I don't have those actual numbers to give you that comparison at this time.
Okay, that's quite all right. I'm going to go to Mahasan, unless Wally, you have someone too after Mahasan. Let me know. Alhamdulillah. Mahasan Abdusalam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and thank you for opening my mic again, because I'm excited about what has happened and evolved in my experience as someone who receives the physical copy through the mail of Muslim Journal, but I also registered in the technical, the digital copy also. So I benefit from both of those, because business connections and just social community connections require me sometimes to make available information that is only accessible through the Muslim Journal. And it's a beautiful presentation. It's in color. It's significantly of a size that people are accustomed to picking up and being compelled in their curiosity to explore. What is the life of the Muslim like? And of a unique experience that's happened over the last year, maybe year and a half, since I've been a subscriber to the physical paper, as well as maintaining a digital subscription also. I teach a class, was asked as a result of sharing information with the community here, this senior community. It's called the Rebecca Rehab Community and the Unionport Senior Center, and was asked by the Director of Recreation to calendarize classes that could be made available to the residents on Quran studies. And that was the title she selected, which really put me out there. Of course, anytime anyone evidences a curiosity about how I present myself or how I interact with them, they always understand and perceive a uniqueness because of the standard of character that's customary for Muslims to express and to present. That class has been going now for about 8 months, and I started making my copies of the Muslim Journal, which I have quite a collection, available so that people's curiosity could lead them to explore more of what our community is about. I found out that there evolved such a demand for it that now I'm going to have to change my subscription situation to receiving, ordering multiple copies that I can then make available on a complimentary basis to the people who attend my class. They take it. I actually am operating like a little personalized library. They're free to take the papers and read them right now, because I only have one copy of each in my collection. And as long as they return them, which I trust that they will, and that's been done. But I'm going to make it available, inshallah, around the time of the ATTBG convention. After that, starting January, I will make multiple copies available that can be taken on a complimentary basis, and people can enjoy keeping up with the progress of our community and let the staff know about the digital copies that are available. We have quite a sizable African-American population in the senior centers now, and this information is very valuable to them, especially those who have that perennial question, what happened to the Nation of Islam? I love Imam Mujahideen's explanation about the transition that we've been going through, and it's very, very accurate in the way he described it. And it's a point of curiosity if we are doing social services throughout our communities. It brings people up to speed and really nurtures them to become involved, even if it's just attending the many social events that we are having around the country and in our local areas. Yes, Sister Martha, this is an exciting advancement, the relocation of the board and the expansion of those who will monitor and advance our evolution as Muslim community that we are. And we thank all of those, especially organizations and corporations like the New Freedom Exchange, very excellent in providing information on a specific generational level to keep us united as one. Our pioneer element organizations like the Mosque Cares, wonderful leadership under Imam Muhammad's son, Imam Warith II, we call him. We love him dearly. He's doing a wonderful job at advancing that organization. We just completed our 34th anniversary convention last weekend. So I'll stop right there. I'm just, you can tell, very excited about this upcoming event.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you very, very much, as always. That's Mohassen Abdulsalam, everyone. And again, I'm going to highlight here the United Ta'lim. And of course, you know, I am always biased, of course, with Florida, Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, and then the other entities that I'm connected with, the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association and Interfaith Tampa Bay. And I know Wali as and Mujahideen, please, I apologize. And the question I had at the back of my mind was the time element for meeting, and is it open meeting for Muslim Journal discussion on advances or ways and means of dawah, getting the paper out and back into the areas, you know, that once were receiving it and beyond. I know it's still meeting at 12, from 12 to 1 Eastern Standard Time, and is it open to all? And if so, do you have information you could share from that angle?
It is, and I meant to actually pull that up, so I'm going to look that number up. But there's a weekly call, we call it a community call, for the Muslim Journal, and it is open to the public for anyone to listen to. Our president, actually, Imam Abdul Karim, he hosts those calls, and different board members come on. We come on whenever needed to manage it, but he's the principal person. And we also have some new announcements that's going to come up. We're going to have monthly regional calls with the different board members highlighting what's going on in their region. And so that's there. So I'll get that number. I also just want to speak to something real quick that Sister Mohassen articulated. And that's also in relation to transitioning the Muslim Journal moving forward. It takes all of us, right? So from the top down, from the bottom up, from the end out, from the out in, to get this where it needs to be. Because all these different components that are part of this community, we affect each other. As we know, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the Muslims are as a body. The community is as a body. When one part fills, the other one fills it, right? And so the example that she just shared about how she's able to, excuse my expression, innovatively present the Muslim Journal to a new audience in an educational format. That's an example of moving the paper forward as well. And so when we have these convenings, these calls, and people share these type of examples, then we could take it back and we could also come up with an idea to increase the awareness and the information. That's the key thing, the information that we receive in the paper. And the medium is going to always change. One thing I said, Aisha, almost every time we meet, she reminds us that she's aware of the media landscape. She's a professor of journalism, and she's aware of how newspapers across the country, some just went under, others have transitioned, others are all digital. And so we have to be aware of that as well as believers and supporters of this paper, that it's the information. The vehicle can change, but it's the information that is articulated in this platform. So if you give me a few minutes, inshallah, I'll get that number, and so I'll be here to bring that back to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And as you're looking up that information, it just reminded me, too, how the Ways and Means seminars and such that we once held, and some are still probably holding those seminars in community groups, in the neighborhoods of just the local neighborhood, as Mahasin was stressing about the senior area. But in the libraries, I know in Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, that's where we frequented the libraries, and having that as an avenue to engage younger people as part of our young minds when they presented 3 years straight here on AM 360, as many may remember, their information came first from the Muslim, well, the Quran, and then the Muslim Journal. But they utilized the Muslim Journal to even read that week's Quranic selection and the Hadith, and then shared words of wisdom from the commentary of Imam Warsi Muhammad, that became our, that's the Nomi Nomi Institute, that became our brand to do it that way. So praise be to Almighty God. It is useful to have those papers physically. But of course, as he said, as Mujahideen just said, getting the message, and the message is the most important thing. Wally, you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? And then we can, the last few minutes, I just want to inject of what we've shared as a common common theme for our dialogue.
Does anyone who's on the Zoom have any direct comments or questions? Feel free to. I don't see any hands raised at the moment.
Okay.
I think nothing. But I do want to say that the main part of my question was about the way the paper is delivered. And shifting towards digital, so I'm glad to hear that that is the key. And I'm by no means going to profess me as an expert in the means, but I'd imagine this. Does it also include articles from the paper being picked up from general research? So if I want to see something, I hit the AD, whatever, do articles get there as well? Or I know you mentioned about getting to social media streams, so I imagine if that picks up in a way that there's news feeds that could be pushed through to other platforms. For instance, we have a Facebook page or a website, and I want to stream links back to the Muslim Journal, that as you got, as the journal's creating articles, they can be displayed and then, you know, sent back to people, et cetera. So I guess as the strategy starts to unfold, what does that digital landscape start to look like? We're also going to be new ways of engaging our community with the content. And I guess on the flip side is, I know today a lot of contributions are, if I have something in Miami, we write an article and it gets submitted. Is there a way that, is that process to be streamlined, that there's a way to kind of get that information into the reporting cycle in a fairly clean manner?
As in submitted today, how soon it can be submitted, or when you say clean manner?
Or straightforward, or it's like, because I'd imagine, as a, like I today, I can't just send an article to the Herald and say, hey, publish in the Herald. Kind of, there's a section, an op-ed type share where that happens, but it's more like opinions. And if I want to have an event coverage, they will quote-unquote send out a reporter to cover an event, and then they do that process, right? And they still work in control of the quality, the content, the focus, the message, et cetera. I don't know if our paper's moving in that direction. So a lot of times it's like, I have an event, I may have to find someone here to write it up a certain way and then get it submitted and then hope that it gets published in the paper. And that can be a lengthy process or it can be a no process. It just goes and dies on the vine. But since we have a paper that's going to cover a national landscape, I'm just wondering how that evolves over time. And again, it's just more of a thought, right? I'd imagine to have to spend a little bit more time analyzing the concern and figure, okay, is this even something you want to even address? Is there a need for this? Or is it just, you know, something that's out there and to just keep doing as we're doing today, hoping that it continues to move forward?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Mujahideen, you heard that as well.
Yes, yes. I'm jumping over here for joy, because that's the phase that we're in as we're transitioning as an institution in relation to who represents our community. What is the influence or what is the thinking of the members of our community? So all these things, the Muslim Journal is aware of, and we're creating systems. We have a vision to create systems to funnel these things. And so when you just mentioned about the article selections and so forth, Sister Aisha encouraged us, because we actually presented a digital department to the Muslim Journal. So that's still in the works. But in light of that, she shared with us that until we're able to have the staffing and the system that can funnel information, whether it comes from inside or outside, she believes that if you can identify trusted messengers or trusted influencers and give them the responsibility to trust what they present, and then we'll have a system to get that information. So to your point, if you're one of our, and you are, I believe, I know, you're a trusted voice in our community. So anything that you present, we trust you, and we should be able to have a system that could amplify your work, your contribution, in whatever format it is. And so, yes, all those things are in the works, and we welcome those to join us in that effort, as well as we're looking to initiate an ambassador, a young ambassador program, and it's twofold. I won't go into too much detail because it's still being worked out, but that's the interest as well, to get journalists, photographers, and just people who have information, good information, whether they're educators, researchers, and all areas of our community life. As each of our mission is, we have the same mission. How we express it, Allah gives us that individual expression, but our mission should be the same, which is to establish this model community on these shores with our own hands.
Alhamdulillah. And it's a blessing that you mentioned it that way, because that's exactly where Wali and I were speaking, and we said all of our mission statements include, and maybe not per se with the Muslim Journal, but it does include our aiding or increasing or improving, is the better word, the life of those who are most disadvantaged, those who are on the low economic scale, those who, however they're being affected by the disadvantages or not getting the services, and much of the information in the Muslim Journal aids individuals from the medical, from the educational, from the economical, and from just the social connection. So it does aid that. So we were asking, I was asking the question, how are we achieving the mission by which we've stated in our mission statement of our various organizations? And that's something to come forward through CWSC's think tank like fashion. What are your thoughts on that, Wali and any others? That we want to know how we are meeting our mission when we use the phrases that include sentences that include the disadvantaged individuals in our communities.
Well, I would say from an FCMA standpoint, right, too, which is more of a member-driven organization, all of our masters, to some extent, that's their target area. When they go out into the community and do dawah, do programs and services, if that group is their core constituent, more so than anyone else. So our job here is to kind of amplify what they're doing and then support and aid each other along the way, and then provide whatever additional resources we may have collectively or individually to kind of help move those needles in the respective areas.
And, too, when we have that think tank, Shura, kind of conversation, because we want to go forward, we want to be able to measure the progress or how we are either doing it ourselves or influencing those who are of community organizations, such as, the various organizations out there that's socially and civically inclined, they have as their mission statement as well, included in their mission statement. And so when we look, here in 2023, we still hear the words, those who are less fortunate, those who are deprived of certain services and such. So whatever tool we're using apparently has not gotten us very engaged to the point that we are seeing the success on the level that we should and perhaps that we can move that needle, as you were saying, to the point that we can say, okay, we can move from here and keep that maintained and keep observance on it, monitoring-wise, and then continue to incrementally move in the areas definitely of governance, education, economics and sociocultural, and now, of course, health and journalism are the mediums overall. So inshallah, we can look forward to collaborating on a think tank, sure, kind of process for that to come forward, and not just with the Muslim community, but first with ourselves in alignment with the Association of Leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahimullah Alayh, so that we can have a handle on it, engage, and see the progress within ourselves, our own community. And thank you for your comment about the masjids, Islamic centers and such. Mujahideen, do you have that information for us? It's okay. We can probably...
I do.
Waleed. Okay, good.
Yeah,
everyone,
I have
this information on community. Go ahead and address how it is. I apologize.
Yeah, it's the Muslim Journal Community Conference Call. It's every Sunday, unless otherwise noted, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the login number is 1-605-475-4000. That's 605-475-4000. And then there's a PIN, 302-258. 302-258.
Very good.
And I'll also send it to you as well, just so you'll have it and you can share it.
Thank you so very much. And every Friday evening, we have Community Buzz, everyone, for any events or happenings, whether it's marriages, births, graduations, whatever ceremonies, activities is going on at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on AM 360. Every Friday. But Wally, any activities you want to share that's beyond or before the October 20th through the 22nd meeting of community leaders and the conveners of the imam?
I mentioned it earlier, the topic call. I appreciate you reminding that that's out there as well. Again, registration is open for the program. There's a room block also established as well. What I heard last day that some of the queen bedrooms are selling out, so if you use a room with a queen bed, please register now. Make sure you have adequate space. And so that's kind of it for the programming overall. I do want to thank one last call for anyone who's on the Zoom call. If you had any questions, comments, just speak now. Just remove yourself off the mute and go ahead and add your statement. I'll pause for that.
Okay. And our next meeting, the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans?
It's the first Sunday of every month. So first Sunday in October, and then we'll also have the third Sunday as well. I have to double check the calendar to see how it aligns to the meeting the convener's meeting. If it is overlap, we will basically defer to that meeting as well, because it is a full agenda of different activities and discussions.
Okay, and I will check with the conveners, the Imam Hatim and others, to see if it's all right for the publishing of it through by way of AM 360. You know, we love to have right on the scene operations and communication. So praise be to Almighty God, everyone. Yes, we definitely want to serve. And, of course, the write-up afterwards through in the Muslim Journal is always present. Praise be to Almighty God. Everyone, we thank you for your attendance here. Definitely the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans for the CWC United Ta'aleem. Ta'aleem being an educational format, educational process. We're educated on various levels in various areas, and we thank Almighty God for that. Wally, if you want to close out with prayer, I don't see any other callers here. Mahasan, if you want to go out and come back in, and I'll notice that you had something to share afterwards. But the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, I'm sure, are wanting, they're finished now with the connection here?
Yeah, so we'll close with
Oh, excuse me, I apologize. And thank you, Mujahideen. Thank you for being right here with us. And we know you have another engagement, another appointment. Thank you for making yourself available to give us this valuable, valuable information.
Yes, sir. Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. Yes, ma'am.
And we'll stay connected. Of course, this is going to be a repeat, everyone. Between that, A Time to Be Grateful, the Muslim Journal, and the New Freedom Exchange, the information as we go on, helping Masajis and Islamic centers to better improve their standing, wherever that may be. So we thank you so much. Thank Allah for you and your work.
Amen. All right. So let's close out with the Office of the Rahman Rahim.
Thank you, and you likewise. All right, dear listeners here on American Muslim 360, praise be to Almighty God for you and your attendance here, too. If you have any questions, we're clearing away from the Zoom part. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to share now, please, by all means, before we go into the rest of our day, of course, the rest of our day, we want you to join us back here again, 4 p.m., Lou Princess Aziz, as she takes us on to Keeping It Real. I believe it's Let's Talk About It. And following that at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Imam Kareem Hamid, Mahasan Abdul Salam, and Michael Hamid come presenting the Ramadan reading of the Ramadan Ramadan session. Commentary from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, Rahimallahulay. It's a form of education that we definitely want to stay connected with. It is so beautiful how Almighty God has blessed us with information we are formed by and how we allow it to help us develop into better and better selves. So if you have any comments, press 1. Let's see, Mahatma, I'm going to open your mic. And Mujahideen, you're still with us too. And if you have information you want to share beyond what we just shared, what you just shared, please, by all means, I'm going after Mahatma here, please share.
Yeah, I want to. I'll share something afterwards.
Okay. Please, Bob. You want to ask? Go ahead, please. Mahasan, hold one moment. Mujahideen.
No, I just wanted to share something because when Sister Mahasan said something earlier, it made me think of the different ages or different generations. And sometimes, you know, we always talk about this generation gap, and it may be, you know, so more prevalent, depending on different areas. But another thing that the Muslim Journal, Time to Be Grateful. One of our intentions was to pair up the pioneers with the young adult. We tried to do that by having a pioneer or a young adult be co-chairs, but then sometimes it's just that they're going to work together on an event or they're on the same committee. And I think we have to be more aware of that because, to my understanding, though we had in the Nation of Islam, we had the junior fruit, we had student ministers, we were one community. And we're Muslim. We're universal. With the universal acceptance of al-Islam, we're one people. And so I just want to leave that with us that, you know, though we may see all these differences and it seem like similarities, but just in different places, why can't we all be in the same place? And, you know, all the things that we hear and we go through, the reality is that we're still one because we follow the one, right? And so because we follow the one, well, I just wanted to share that with
this audience,
because I think that our strength is there, even though it may not appear that it is.
Alhamdulillah, and I love how you said that. Yes, and I have a comment on that too from the yesterday. Mahasan, assalamu alaikum. Did you have other comments you wanted to share? And maybe she's trying to open her phone. I know how sometimes these phones go, you know how the light goes away and you're hitting the phone and you're trying to get it to open up and you're on mute and all of those factors. But I do recall the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association consists of the Tampa Bay Area, which is much like the tri-area there. I love it. And New York, New Jersey, and family is in Connecticut and Massachusetts. And then you have Pennsylvania, rather. And I love that. And Tampa Bay area is a city like that. And so with the incorporated activities that we had, what we did was we would hold functions outside in the park every quarter or every month. We started out in the month, but then we started doing it every quarter. And that proved, I mean, it showed itself to be very benefiting because of the genuineness of the connectivity. But what we would do intentionally would pair children with adults, and they would do picture drawing, or they would do charades, or they would do, and it always centered around Alice Lam, and then centered around the general information that, you know, that everyone generally know, you know, about the states or about whatever, flowers or any community situation and civic information. But just seeing that the children really enjoyed it without us stressing things, oh, well, we have this generational problem. We didn't stress that. We just made it happen, and the children look forward to it. And when we help car wash, when we did anything that where people are seeing it, they see children involved in it. Now, on a higher educational level, when we had seminars and such, we had them to come forth and share from their point of their perception, as well as community young people that weren't necessarily quote-unquote Muslim. But they would come, and the information they shared with us was very benefiting to us, our children, and to the other community individuals. And then the interfaith section, having a younger generation connect with us and hear what's happening, and the way was open, that they didn't have to ask to be involved. It was just there, and it is still just there for them to be involved. Now that we have the IFTAR citywide, now the younger people are always involved and giving their input, and the college students and the community children. So that generational connection just has to happen, not through osmosis, but through our putting forth the functions that says, come on and help, or give us your input, and we're here to help you as well. So it just works out that way. Praise be to Allah. But
you sparked one last thing in me real quick. And we mentioned this, I think, when we were on underneath the New Freedom Works, that also, and in light of what we're saying also, is that we see it in this country, we see it across the world, right, that these educational institutions, these colleges and universities, they're an environment for the preparation of the next generation of leaders. And so we have to tap back into those colleges. We have HBCUs. Mm-hmm. We have other organizations that are at these different universities. Where our young people are preparing to be leaders for this nation and this world, they're also representing us. So they should be also connected to our future as leaders as well. So they need to be a part of, yes, participating, but also part of the planning, also being part of responsibility, and so forth and so on. So I just wanted to add that little tidbit as well.
Alhamdulillah. And do you have a suggestion, now that you said that? Because what CWSC does, we have objectives. We have, you know, directors, and they're located throughout the country. And then, you know, the directors are over particular areas. I won't go into those now. But the overall objective, how, you know, when you write out how to, I guess my question should be, for the audiences, Study Al-Islam is doing a beautiful, beautiful job of everyone's attention. It's attention getting. And we're right there, and we're the information is being disseminated, and it's upon us to stay connected to those who share their information. The CWSC's part is to form the connection between these areas, these organizations, and we have our objectives that we want to reach, and which includes doing that. But do you have a suggestion of how we take that on into, like you say, the universities? I spoke at the college, the university here, University of South Florida, and I found myself, let's see, the individuals that were listening, they were very kind. And when I asked the question about where they were from,
just, you know, countrywide, excuse me, there's six continents. And if I called one of the continents, you know, they raised their hand. And that seemed to enthuse them. And so I guess the diversity is what's in the back of my mind. The diversity of not having to identify yourself as, oh, look, I'm Muslim, but the representation is there, but how to incorporate that familial part of being, you know, a part of a culture and you're just being engaged and you're reaching your objective of the culture diversity, the organizational meeting, mission statement of helping people, but being connected with that body of students there in the university and without having to, quote unquote, mention that I'm Muslim or I'm from this diverse area, but it comes out in our connectivity.
Yeah, we actually have what we call HBCU MSA Coalition. So we're intentional about connecting with them in their leadership role on campus. And we have a different representatives. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. When you say we, you're speaking of.
Speaking on Tuesday about community leadership.
New Freedom Works. One of our initiatives it's called HBCU MSA Coalition. So we've identified several active MSAs at HBCU campuses. Sister Marcia, mm-hmm. actually, she'll be speaking at her alma mater at Howard University to their MSA because the MSA are looking for opportunities to support the communities, the community members, the masters. And so we're having these relationships, these conversations to connect them, as you just mentioned.
Okay, so one of our objectives is to connect with, and I say generational individuals, to actually create a lack of a better word, tracking, a monitoring, a process.
A census, right?
Yes, assistance and looking and really looking into the neighborhoods and forming alliances where you go through the neighborhood. I mean, you know, to literally walk the neighborhoods and then you collaborate back with your findings and you're saying, okay, you reach out to people and it's one thing to get statistics on paper from just doing a survey, but it's another thing to have these throughout the country, individuals who walk and talk with people and then send that information, then you have the collaborative effort to see what's the outcome. Okay, so now what do we do with this information? Muslim community now, what can we do or what can we do to influence the ones who can impart the services that's not being met?
I do. And that's what the beautiful thing about our community dynamics is. And now, as I mentioned about the transition, the implications of that transition is also that we're free to create those systems. We're independent. So if someone has that interest, whether they are connected to the journal, connected to CWSC, connected to these different state conferences that we have, or they just have that interest as their profession. Our community is open to allow us to develop these infrastructures and these systems. And it is only wise of us to support those who are in alignment with our goal and our mission.
Yeah, exactly. Coming right back to the mission statement. Alhamdulillah. So we do look forward to being more engaged with you and those efforts and then do it as a fighter-like thing, but making sure that others are well aware as to what's being done, how it's being done, And because we have the database of individuals who have shared that they want to be involved, but the next thing is call on us when you want us. You know what I mean? That initiation or that innovative process isn't there, so to speak. But we're working on it.
But we will stay close with you all and what you're doing and incorporate how we can utilize your services as well to make CWSC efforts be more useful, beneficial. And definitely when October 20th through the 22nd, I know you're going to be present, inshallah. And we hope to see much come out from there. Everyone who's listening, we can't say enough about how beautiful this has come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unfolding it. I mean, it's just beautiful. I'm thankful to be here connected. So, Mujahideen, that's it from me. And anyone else having any questions or comments, I love it. I love it. And please give everyone a greeting, your team, greetings from us. Oh, yes, we do have three. Okay, my husband is back. Okay. Did you lose your call, my husband, from the other line? You had to call. Okay, dear.
No. No, dear, you invited me in because I had pushed the
button. Yes, ma'am.
And then I don't think that the volume was turned on as I started speaking and I heard the conversation continuing, but it was very valuable. I don't mind shifting into listening mode because that is a part of my connection. And I'm finding as we conduct programs on AM 360, that's very valuable. People feel that they can tap the one, come in and listen, and that will motivate them to share thinking. You know, one of the things that I was very happy for Brother Vice President Mujahideen to emphasize capacity and our obligation to be thought leaders. And Imam Muhammad asked us to perceive that as a part of our Khalifa work that we do, that Allah has evolved us into stages, and that one of the stages that we are growing to fulfill as we made this transition under Imam Muhammad's leadership into his association and his way of thinking is that we then are enabled to be thought leaders, productive thought leaders in the world. As we enhance those capacities in ourselves, it's contagious. It has a contagious type of impact on the impact that it has in the larger society. Sometimes it shows up initially in very small ways, but then it grows and it expands just like the condition of the universe, created universe. The scientists have determined that it's an ever-expanding entity, and we have that as it exists in the universal concept, in the heavens, and evidence of that comes in the earth. Allah has asked the human being to look for that evidence in himself. So I'm really excited about the potential, the ideas, and the motivation, and things that are being organized to reach out and involve all of humanity, because we cannot create connections unless we make connections. And even though we talk about the generational connection that we need to preserve, right? That's also an indication of the human connections that ultimately must prevail in our society and in our world. And I'm excited about the impact that potentially this transition in the work, expansion of the work of Muslim Journal, is about to indicate on us. You know, we have people thinking about establishing Intelligentsia Training Academy, right, where we get in touch and make contact with our younger thinkers, right, and help them to understand how to follow the logic of society, of living, of thinking, to its truth and falsehood, to its logical conclusion. That's amazing in terms of what we look forward to, as he was talking about. The leadership to come, we can support that, we can encourage that, and we can provide opportunities for them to develop that at all age level. Love hearing him talk about the work that Imam Bilal is initiating and is promoting in the HBCs, the connection and work in tandem with the MSA. This is a really vital, because remember, our essence is is Tawheed. It's oneness, right? Mm-hmm. And the world is so diverse that as much energy as we can put into evolving the human being to a level of oneness will expand our access to peace and harmony. Mm-hmm. And this ultimately is what we are ultimately going for. We want to arrive at the Muchmaina, right? We want to evolve to a place where we're at peace with ourselves and pleased, and that we are pleasing our Creator and at peace with the universe. So I'll stop right there. Beautiful, beautiful conversation.
Thank you so very, very much. And everyone, when you say the time has come for all, I love that, M-I-C-K-U-M-U-S-L-I-M. But the time is here for us, and we're thankful for everyone's attendance. And you can listen back to this by going to American Muslim 360, in the archives, and it will show there in the scroll. If you scroll down, you will see the listing, CWSC United Ta'lim. That's every third Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the following presenters and presentations, again, Luke Princess Aziz for Keeping It Real, and at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m. with Imam Kareem Hamid, Mohsen Abdul Salam, and Michael Hamid from the Commentaries of Imam Warsi Muhammad, specifically right now the Ramadan session. You want to hear the reading of that as they rotate in the reading session of the session. And after that, tomorrow, Monday, we want you to be here for Living the Upload Life with William Kareem out of Queens, New York, New York City, right there, right here on the American Muslim 360 at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, Living the Upload Life. You know the energy that comes from William Kareem. You definitely want to be here and let it be part of your morning, inshallah, God willing. And following that, at 10 a.m., we go over to A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem. That's at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The voices there are very, very wonderful, homely, hearty. You will laugh. You will hear the seriousness, and it will all be for the good. And then at 10 to 1, immediately 1 p.m., back on AM 360, the MAP 5, Muslim American Power 5. That's with legislator Cheryl Sadduk, Commissioner Fleming El-Amin, and this is the, I don't know if she's professor, but it is Amatula Sabri. So they come with information and guests. That's the Power 5. I tell you, MAP 5, Muslim American Power 5, at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., Abdul Shaheed comes with Optimal Health. 5 to 7 p.m., Optimal Health. You want to hear him. And then following that is none other than our own Imam Abdul Aziz with Maya Alekuli Hel. That's together under any circumstance, any and all circumstances. He's going to be bringing forth guests, I believe. I don't know whether Joan, Mujahideen, will you be with the Imam on Monday as well?
We have 17. Representation. I think Imam Bilal will be on this Monday.
Okay, that's 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Everyone, you'll hear more information stressed about time to be grateful. Every day we're grateful, and we thank Allah SWT for this, the energy that's surrounding it. All right, and then Tuesday morning again with William Kareem, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., and that's with the Lives of the Prophets. And then 10 a.m. over on A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio, is William Kareem presents Why Muslims Don't Want to Get Married. You may not be in that boat, in that group, but apparently it's prevalent, so prevalent that the question has to be asked. Why Muslims don't want to get married. I'm sure that has a lot to do with social media information that's out there.
And there's a young lady who I'm speaking with here. I have to check back with her, but she's ventured to say she may leave here not ever being married. She's in her 20s right now because of what's in our environment, our social arena. So praise be to Almighty God. The misguidedness is what she's referring to. But she has her own perception about things, and she's willing to share, and she will be presented as Muslima X. Yes, Muslima X. All right, and following on, you can go to cwsc.us anytime and click on the blue donate button. We welcome you. We all are here, and you can look forward to our connection with the medium. And of course, Mujahideen, you mentioned about our, what's the word, site linking? What is it?
What was it? I
where you connect mediums to mediums.
Oh, syndication.
Syndication? Well, syndication is where one owns with their own voices, but where we simulcast. Is that the same
simulcast.
Thing?
Simulcast. Yeah, it's
okay.
About the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I told you, you have to help me here. But we look to simulcast. Tell me more about that, simulcasting with.
Yeah, so like you all, just the shows you named just now, right, they're on this platform, on Blog Talk. And so we're mainly our stuff comes on YouTube, Facebook. We use StreamYard. So simulcast would be while you all are having your show listening from Blog Talk, we would then get the sound and put it on our platform. And so people would be listening to that from different areas at the same time.
Yes, mm-hmm. So we could do that too. If I clicked on Google Meet on our end, it's easier for me to hit Google Meet than Zoom. But if I hit on Google Meet, and then others can, would that be able to be streamed onto YouTube or Facebook or what you just shared?
Yeah, on our network, Muslim Network, and we also simulcast on Muslim Journal's page. And then if you all have a Facebook page that y'all want to set up or YouTube, we can set that up too.
We do have a Facebook page. All right. All right. See that, everyone? This is why Allah is in charge of everything. Allahu Akbar. God is greater, everyone. I'm saying that. And because we're heard in six continents, believe it or not, truly, the presence is there, whether it's 1% or less than 1%. Someone in Australia is listening. Someone in Canada and Brazil and South America, I'll just put the continent, South America, of course here in North America, which includes Canada, and the other areas, Europe and Asia. So we're being heard, and even to ones translating what we're saying into their language, that capability. So Almighty God is in charge. We're thankful, humble servants. I'm going to stop right there and ask you to, make dua. And beyond making dua, if you're where you can send clothing, send money, send other items, toiletries and what, connect with those who are prepared to collect the items and get those shipped and to people in need. We don't know the greater need. The main thing is caring, the water. We know there's a need, whether the flooding, the earthquake, the fires, the windstorm, you name it, people are in need. And then there's that emotional need that we have as well. So the prayers, God willing, will generate the healthiness again in those emotions from what has happened, but knowing that God is greater. Thank you, dear listeners. We're going to go out with this particular musical that I've been wanting to share. And let's see here, everyone's fine. Thank you, Mujahideen. Thank you, Mahasan, and everyone else who's been with us. Let's go to, this is, you know him too, Mujahideen, and this is Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed from Brooklyn, New York. I hope this is the real life story. Look at my friend.
lay his head on his back.
Look very carefully. Don't stop this. They're actually in a morgue.
The family ain't come clean his body. Man, shame. Now he's being popular. Last night, I put a girl about 20 on top of old man. Underneath him was a baby by eight months old, man. He had to be no more than 8 months. Nobody claimed that baby. Yeah, we call bodies on top bodies in Potterfield, man. It is Potterfield, man. I love working out here. Hey, nobody come around here crying at no funeral. Don't nobody care. So why should I? Someone got a terrible story about a girl called Jane. Jane Doe was her name. She had so much grace. She used to give God the glory. Never once complained about the silly old man who could control his hand. And how she used to satisfy him. And how her mama would think that she was still lying. And so she slipped away and said, this man's gonna pay. Turning every man into a victim. The girl knows how to trick him. Until a dreadful day. The girl that she likes, a real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, just turn the page, a real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. Said he was a young man, said he was a moth in the mouth. Was on his way to be something great. Every single pissed up to a stick of kid and number one. Stop and say, hurry up, man. Boy, don't be late till he saw some boys smoking weed, shooting guys on the corner. Some bullets went astray. What a price to pay, a real life story, everyday story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page, a real life story, everyday story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. Now who can flip the script to the top? Who can give a lift to the sick and tired mama? Who can give a job to the broken ghetto father? Visit those in prison when nobody wants to bother. Knowing all my sons have been set up for the slaughter. And knowing that they're coming home, I really think we ought to. Not condemn because before his grace goes you. And you ain't just been punished for the things you do. Because we all fall short, you think the story's been written. We all play a part, but I think you've been forgiven. You need to get a mirror and you need to stop pretending. I've got to make it clearer we can have a happy ending. Real life story, everything's alright. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, everything's story. On the ghetto stage, you just turn the page. A real life story, everything's story.
Real life, real life.
On the ghetto stage.
All right. All right, dear listeners. Sorry about all the movement in the background behind me. Everyone, we're going to end now. Thank Almighty God for you once again. And I apologize if you couldn't hear that clearly enough, but just think about everything that happens and we quote unquote in the ghetto. And it's saying, you just turn, it's like a story. You turn the page and it's just the same, a real life story. There are people, lose, you know, their lives will be by any kind of, stray bullet or different things happen. And then you're found in the morgue and you're not even known.
just a Jane Doe or a John Doe, and no one shows up to claim you, yet that physical remains. So it's saying it's a real life story, an everyday story. So praise be to Almighty God. Thank you once again. God's peace be with you. Inshallah, 4 p.m. right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Love you much. Keep the peace. Assalamu alaikum.